and welcome to Parade of Dicks. I am your host, Lucy Buttons, sometimes known as the Dick Finder General. And I am here with my co-producer, Jonelle.
Hello.
And we have our trio back. Thank you for coming back, Allegra Spread.
Thank you for having me.
Woo woo. Also, by the way, Jonelle, I actually listened to all the way to the end of one of our podcasts, and you had all the music on the end, and like that song just gets like worse and worse the longer it plays.
Just because of that, I'm gonna find a new song.
Please find a new
song.
I don't. I kind of like it for the intro. It's kind of weird, but like the outro, I was like, "What?"
We should ask the listeners to send us a song.
If you have a song, you have a band.
But there's like rights and shit.
Suggest a song, a rights-free song,
or send your if it's your song and you give us permission to use it. ParadeAtDicks@gmail.com.
Please don't sue us. That'd be rude.
That'd be interesting if they sent it, and then I guess we could get off on that. That's not what I meant. Okay, so my dick disqualifier today is slow walkers.
Thank God.
I live in New York City.
The New Yorker in us.
So I actually went on a date one time, and like the guy, we were like walking around after, and I don't know if he was trying to close or what the deal was, but he was slow walking, and it was driving me nuts.
Was he walking behind you?
Pretty much. And then he put his hand on my neck, which was really weird. Like, who holds someone by the back of their neck?
Cats? Are you a cat?
Cat people in the house. I don't know, but slow. I hate the slow walking. Like, I love when a guy can actually keep up. And I know I have long legs and I walk fast because I'm just going, and I want all the cat callers to fuck off, but slow walkers.
That is a very New Yorker of us, because I was in New Orleans this past weekend.
Which Orleans?
New Orleans.
Thank you for clarifying.
So I was there, and then in the cab, when people are walking on the street or in the Uber walking down the street, I feel like that anxiousness, like, please run over these people that are on the street there. That's where there's sidewalks. And then whenever we're in the sidewalk, and there's sidewalks in the French Quarter, very, very small, it's just a slow walking zombie trudge along
They're especially zombies with the iPhones. I actually call them iZombies, because once people look down, they don't move.
These are drunk people, and they walk three across or four across, and the New Yorker
herds. They walk in herds.
Yeah, so I was like, holy shit, please move faster, or please make a lane so we can overtake. And then I realized my friend, seeing me a little bit agitated, like, I want to get to the bar and drink right away. And they were like, dude, we're in New Orleans. Everybody's having fun. Everybody's drunk.
People talk slow in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. They talk so slow. It's like mind numb. I used to have these regulars when I was a bartender that were from New Orleans. I would tease them. I mean, I was shit-faced, and you know me. I'm always unedited. And I was like, you sound like you have a dick in your mouth, and you're talking so, like, what do you want to drink?
No, but again, this is a very... very New York
straight
specific.
Southern.
You sound like you have a dick in your mouth. What do you want?
This is a very New York specific dick disqualifier. Same with.
It's not. I could go anywhere and still hate that.
You can hate it, but you know, you have to be anywhere. more understanding elsewhere. Like, sure. even escalators.
That's why I had to leave Wisconsin, because I lived here. I went back, and this really happened. So the beginning, yes, escalators. People don't know the etiquette.
They don't know
places.
The right, you know, stand on the right, walk on the left. That's a very...
I'll hit him with my chair. When I'm going to a gig carrying my chair.
She got her chair.
I will literally yell up the escalator, stand on the right. But walking into a supermarket in Wisconsin, after I moved back there, after living here for several years, there was like one cart on the right and one cart on the left, because they changed the entrance. And I would just go in there to get lunch, right? Like, you would go to Whole Foods or whatever. And I'm coming through the door, and all the carts are just standing there, and everyone's so polite.
Diagonally at each other?
Sort of, yeah. Pointing like a four-way stop sign, basically, where no one goes because everyone's waiting for the other car to go. And finally, I would just like, and then I would like plow through, and then everyone thought I was a rude cunt, which I am, but I did wait. It's just someone has to go.
Yeah. Well,
you're
just
taking the lead. Yeah. Please.
Again, it's still very New York. In the Philippines, like, when you're in the escalator, that's why it's an escalator. Why do you have to walk when you have to be in the escalator? The machine is doing it for you. And yeah, when space is a premium, yeah, you need to allow space for overtaking. But aside from that, how about in Australia? How do people move there?
Okay, so it depends where you live, because the same thing happens. So in Brisbane and in Melbourne and in Sydney, they're high metropolis areas. It's very much like New York. There are fast walkers. But in the city, in the CBD, in the suburbs, people walk a little. It's literally the difference between the city and the suburbs is how fast you walk.
Oh.
It's like, oh, you must live in the city or you must work in the city because you walk really, really fast and you always in a hustle and a bustle. And where are you going? Where's the fire? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Slow down. I'm like, I'm sorry to live at the beach. If you live in the high metropolis area, you're going to be a fast walker. You're going to be a fast talker because you got to get shit done. I got settlements to do. I got shit to sell. I got places to be. I got to get my Hungry Jacks and I got to get back to work. Yeah. It's but people in rural areas, they have that drawl, similar to the southern drawl, but the Australian version. We call them bogans.
Oh, fun.
Oh, yeah.
I love when you teach me new words.
Bogan.
I'm a fairly slow walker compared to most people.
But even with your little legs, you can keep up with me.
I can keep up, but normally, like, it'll be like...
I knew you'd say it. Yes. I was like, Lucy will say it. I don't have to.
Never miss an opportunity. Ouch. Sorry, Jay.
We love you.
Guys suck. With friends
we
like
do
you.
Love but you.
But you can keep up with our long
again,
legs.
That's for me, even how...
Oh, my God. I almost forgot. So we forgot to wish you happy birthday on the show.
What's up?
Happy birthday.
It was a while ago now. Sorry about that. We did have a party for him, though.
I'm very thankful. It's my first birthday in, like, real birthday.
Years. Because you hid it. Last year, he hid it from us. And then we found out, like, a couple months later. And we're like, what the fuck? You didn't tell us when he did all this stuff for us.
Shady.
And you also have some updates. I'm sorry. I totally forgot about this stuff. We were supposed to talk about updates. So,
oh, okay. This update. All
yes.
Right.
So, Jonelle, you got a date.
I've had a date. I've had a few.
You had a date with a prostitute, but not when you were paying.
Okay. An escort.
Same shit.
Off shift.
A freebie.
Yeah. Not a freebie.
Wasn't organized on a sex work website.
No.
That's her job.
But that's not how they met.
Got it.
Thank you.
Surprisingly. I know. It's really confusing.
Again, that's the one of the few things that I can say I've never done in my entire life. A bad thing that I've never
He's
done.
He's not opposed to it, though. If you're a tall, redheaded prostitute.
Nothing is wrong with paying for sex.
Depends on the price. I'm not that rich. But
yeah,
he's all about
the dollars and cents.
Every episode
you say it.
Because I'm not rich. If I were rich, I'd be like...
We were discussing topics on the train, and he's like, oh, yeah, because I'm curious about that and how much to spend. Okay, anyway, how did it go? Oh, how did it happen? How was the conversation? Which app?
Okay, so it was on Bumble.
Okay.
We matched a while back, started a conversation again, and then when she finally had time to get on...
Did she tell you?
So that's the thing, I'm getting to that.
Okay.
When we were conversing on Bumble, she was just a pleasant person, and the impetus why we started to see, like, if we can grab a drink is because she only lives literally a stop away from me, so it's very convenient to go to my bar, her bar. So all right, so okay, I didn't realize that you were in Park Slope and I'm here, let's just grab a drink. And then Wednesday, okay, cool, let's grab a drink at this day at this time. And then that day too, she said, okay, for your information, because I want to be up front, before we meet, I want to let you know that I am an escort. This is my website. You can see the things that I do and, you know, whatever.
She
so
gave you a link to the website?
That's gave me the link to the website. And she mentioned that, you know, because I think she had a bad experience of a person on Bumble.
So she wanted to be, with total clarity, here's all the cards on the table. Do with them what you want.
I'm not trying to do it a lot anymore. I'm trying to stop it. But, you know, she just, you know, graduated and got a new job. Now, so she's on her way out while she's just developing a little bit of a base.
Okay.
And then I took a look. It was cute. It was okay. For me, though, it's like, as long as you're not on Backpage or Craigslist, it'll be like, I think I'll have a little bit more of a open mind. But and then we just had a drink, and then like 5-6 days later, we had another drink. Just literally sit down, talk like human people. I even deleted the link to her website because I don't want to consider that yet.
She
was naked on it. She had
Was there a price list?
There was a hourly list, something that I could never afford.
So what's the hourly?
Oh, I said it. On her site, it's like $400.
For one hour?
For 1 hour.
Of anything?
There was a list for the 400.
They have to have an itemized. Mm-hmm. Usually people have an itemized list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then that's it. There's like the.
I wish you still had the link. Why'd you delete it before we could talk about it?
What? Well, that's the thing. I'm trying to. It's very, very. It's very, very early. We're just literally. I don't even know if right now I'm like looking at her. My new thing in meeting any people. It's just, hey, are we going to have fun a lot? I'm just going to teach. I'm not even objectifying her that way.
I like that you're doing that. I appreciate that. But I'm confused because you were dating that girl last year who was Polly.
Yep.
And that did not fly with you. And I was proud of you for standing up for yourself because that's what you want and you should go after what you want. So what has changed now that it's okay because it's her job and that doesn't like offend your sort of list of needs or whatever?
Yeah, so it's not an immediate disqualifier yet. Granted, I don't know the gravity of what she maybe. I don't
she
know
she is
the
having sex with other people. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Granted, that's her job and there is a difference and people do change what they'll do with a client and all of those things. I do have some friends that have done some prostitution. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it still is going to be someone you're dating, sleeping with someone else, which you were not okay with last year.
The difference between the polyamorous girl was polyamory is a lot more emotional.
Yeah, it's
like,
emotional.
So for me, it's the only thing that I want to feel in a partnership is I want to feel special. That's the thing that I did not feel for the longest time with most of my partners, even the longest partner
that
I've had.
But that girl made you feel special.
She did make me feel special up until the point that she said that she wanted other people. So from that point, like we've already at that point.
So you weren't fulfilling something.
Yeah, so that's what I thought. That's what I thought. That's what I felt. That's what she could not prove to me that I was still fulfilling her need or because of the idea of her wanting to have other partners emotionally or physically. The difference between this particular person, the escort, is that one, I don't know her yet, so I need to take everything at face value. And her saying that she doesn't do it at all much anymore. It's just that it has happened, and you know she'd rather be upfront from the start, so that if I do find out, if I Google her name or whatnot, or Google something, or an ex-boyfriend might send her link, it's not gonna fuck me up. I did really, really appreciate the honesty beforehand.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of like my thinking around it.
And you went out with a cam girl, right?
I don't know that she was a cam girl, but I had a couple dates with a sex worker. I mean, fun fact, if you do end up having sex with her, that sex workers are like some of obviously the most safest people to have intercourse with because it's their job. They have to keep everything all ship and shape and whatever, clean and tidy. So it's like...
Do you consider yourself a sex worker from being in burlesque?
In a way, yeah, sure. And I've definitely considered going into actual other kinds of sex work as my primary form of income instead of what I'm currently doing.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's the old conversation, like, is it stripping? Is it sex work? Especially because there's a lot of conversation about sex workers' rights.
Yeah, of course.
So I got to the point where I feel like since sort of normal people view burlesque as stripping and as sex work, that I can own being a sex worker and be okay with that. But I do think when it comes to dating, the men especially, queer people, I think are a lot more friendly about it. But men are comfortable with it and maybe fetishize it in the beginning when it's a novelty. But then if they actually like fall in love with you and have feelings for you, then
they want you to stop.
Yeah, they start becoming more and more jealous about other things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then everyone else being gets to see it. Blah, blah, blah.
Or they expect you to like always be that. Like, surprise. I'm not always like that.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work.
I get sick. I'm just lazy. Sometimes I don't shower. Like,
I mean, like these people have never also seen a backstage and it's nasty as fuck. Yeah. It's like real gross back there, girl. It's not glamorous at all.
You mean the bathrooms? That we change in and share? Restrooms? Sorry.
The utility closet?
The greasy kitchen.
The shipping container.
That was a good one.
Yeah. I mean, part of me too, it's like I've always fantasized of having a performer partner because I feel that either we can collaborate artistically, but also, yeah, I must admit, it's nice to know somebody that is, you know, it's confirmation that your partner is beautiful because everybody also admire her, and it's sad. I mean, something that I've also been trying to not really actively participate. But hey, if I go out with a burlesque performer or an actress or a dancer, although I love the artistic part of it, there's a little bit part of me that says, oh, it's because everybody finds you gorgeous. So
I don't know if I've ever had someone who enjoyed that. I think I'll give it some more thought, but I feel like I know my current partner is not a fan.
It's not 100%.
Really? He doesn't mind that I'm a performer, but when we go to Home Depot and there's like men like gawking at me or walking down the street, he'll be like, why is he looking at you like that? And I'm like, I have no fucking idea.
That's just men you existing.
That's just me existing. But the other interesting thing is on the train, sometimes I notice it, obviously, and sometimes I don't. But what's really interesting is now I'm like, well, they might have seen a show. Like, I've been performing long enough.
Yeah, true.
I look distinctive enough. They might have seen a show. They might have seen me naked on the internet because I'm starting to get better reach with my social media. Mm-hmm. Maybe now they're a listener. Like, I really don't know.
Right.
Or they might just, like, you know, think I'm cute or whatever. But I notice probably half as much as he notices, which is really interesting because I feel so harassed already. And then to hear that from him, I'm like, can you just please not point it out? Because it makes
you feel anxious. It gives you like spikes your anxiety.
Oh my God, it's so bad. And like, you know, you put on like your armor when you're going to certain things and you know social engagements or performances or whatever. But like when you're just going to the supermarket and stuff, you don't want that.
Yep.
So I don't think I've had people that like think that's fun. They sometimes maybe like to show me off in certain situations, but in life all the time.
But again, sometimes also you have to just accept the fact that in this day and age, if regardless of how dressed up or undressed you are, or I'm sorry, underdressed you are, any man, as long as there's a pussy walking, they'll find a way to fetishize you. It's horrible. I was in New Orleans. I was with two friends of mine, fairly attractive, every single person, and they weren't even hiding it, and it was insane how unattractive it looks for other men. Now I have to.
Oh, you're talking about the southern guys perving on the girls in the group.
It's not even this is New Orleans, so it's mostly tourists. When the places that we went to,
I say the locals were actually more respectful than the New York man. Yeah, I've experienced.
Yeah, again, that's the thing. But again, you're in a situation in your bar, if you're whatever. It's just now my question is: I hope that when I'm looking at a person, admiring their beauty in the most honest way that I can, I hope I did not look like that, because these were like horrific looking, like eyes locked on, tapping their friend like, hey, look at this. That's just stupid. And I hope that the I'm not like that sober or drunk, because it's very unattractive. It's not cool. I feel like, my friend told me, or my female friend told me, it's like, if you admire a person, just say that they're cute and not be creepy about it. Then not be creepy about it this hard. But if you just say like, hey, you look beautiful, and walk away,
there are delicate ways to give people compliments. People today were really interesting. I was dressed as a unicorn for work because it was a Tuesday and that's how I roll. and people were quite delicate in how they responded to that, because I was appearing a lot more femme than I usually do at work, because I'm pretty butch when I'm at work. And it was a hyper femme. I was in full drag face at my muggle job. And people were reacting. The men in particular were really very careful about how they worded it, because they know I'm a hard ass, and I've called out almost every man in the neighborhood for being saying things and tripping up on their shoelaces verbally, as you would say. So they're like being quite careful about how to verbalize that you look pretty today. Like, no one was like doing that kind of thing. But it was interesting to watch them in the line thinking about how I could see cogs and words.
But that's also because people
But I appreciated the effort of them actually, and they're like trying to be careful with it.
Yeah.
That's rather than just being like,
I mean, I appreciate it, but I also feel like people have to be like so fucking careful about every single word that it does get it gets exhausting.
It is.
Yeah, for real.
It's really I mean, I care a lot, but like, it's pretty fucking exhausting to the point where I just won't tell someone that they look nice that day, or I won't comment.
Yeah,
on
because of the fear of being, you know, being
misconstrued or whatever.
It happens all the time, at work or anywhere else. It's horrible. You can't even give somebody a compliment because HR might get you. So.
Absolutely. Oh,
I didn't think about that. Mm-hmm.
And it's actually made me start, and you'll both be surprised by this, editing my social media a little bit.
Really?
Not taking out things that I have posted in the past, but sometimes I go to comment on people's things. I like to problem solve and help other people. Double check. So if people mm-hmm. are asking for advice or commenting about something, because I'm the type that wants to have an adult constructive conversation where we can have opposing views, which I know we have all done, but like we can have opposing views, discuss them, even agree to disagree in the end. For and sure. That's okay. We both still took something positive away from having a conversation mm-hmm. about it, which, you know, would be helpful in politics in general in this country, I think. But
wouldn't that be nice?
Just a side note. But one of my friends who is in AA taught me the thing of like, does this need to be said? Does this need to be said right now? Does this need to be said right now by me? Or maybe I got those last two yeah, mixed right. up.
It's but, a lot of work.
But so now yeah. that when if I start posting something, question,
you probably don't want to say it anymore.
Yeah. yeah. So now I think, but I always think about that and I'm like, it really doesn't. Even though I have the answer and I can tell them don't do this,
yeah.
I don't need to be the person to say it.
Yeah.
And they don't need to know it right now. I know it would be easier. I want to help them. But the reality is people get fucking offended by everything. They don't want to even hear it's not possible or that's not okay to do. I have done shows with people where they did like things that are really, I think, maybe not okay to be putting on stage anymore. And I thought about it and I was like, no, I'm not the police of burlesque and all of the things. So it doesn't need to go on my stage. You know, as a producer, but I'm not going to tell someone else what can or can't because it's not up to me.
Yep. Everybody's
so
sensitive.
It's up to the person that gives them a stage. And yeah, and I don't want to fight with anybody. Yep. I don't want to bring in any more negativity. So I just have to accept that not everybody is in the same place in their life with mm-hmm. whatever the fuck discussion we're having. And it is what it is and just kind of
That's the good and bad thing about social media and being connected with everybody because everybody has an opinion. Everybody here's something that I
they only want to hear the opinions that agree with
that
them.
That agree with them, exactly. Mm-hmm. So we were watching a bunch of us were watching an episode of Bill Maher, and he said everybody's an expert. Everybody wants to be right.
He says that all the time. Yeah. I love Bill Maher.
Exactly. So, I mean, everybody...
I mean, he's flawed.
Of course.
He said some fucked up shit.
Of course.
But you have to. If you have to have real conversations, you're going to offend people. And the other thing that they talk about all the time in that show... Sorry, I cut you off.
No problem.
Is if you're going to be funny, now you have to tell jokes. And traditionally, jokes were misogynistic and all these other things, which is a problem now, right? There's a lot of stereotypes in jokes. Hmm. But you also have to push buttons a little bit to tell jokes. A little bit. Yeah. And you have to be allowed to.
But that's the thing. It's like because everybody thinks that they're right and everybody thinks that they're the best at everything and an expert, it closes doors to certain opinions.
You're
comments,
saying I'm not a dick expert.
Compliments. No, you
again, not a sex expert. That's what you're saying.
You can be a sex expert. You can be a dick expert. But
general,
you're taking away my even, qualifications.
Like even
what is it called when you're like actually?
Oh, they did service? Take. Did they take like a badge or what? Day service. Did
my stripes. They
the
took
stripes.
The stripes.
Yeah,
I earned those stripes.
No, but that's the thing. So you can't give haphazard compliments, comments, critiques now because it's on the internet. It's probably forever. Even if you delete it, if somebody screenshotted it, you'll
receipts.
Exactly. Oh my God, it's horrible. Whoa. So for me, my thing now is like I would love to compliment on so many beautiful pictures that I see, but I know I'm not 100% the.
It's just not worth it.
It's not. I mean, I'll just do an emoji, a heart emoji. You know,
so
that's it.
Do you have any new updates or fun things from your sex bucket list that you've done lately, Allegra? We haven't talked about updates in a while.
No, I don't really.
Tried any new moves?
No, not really. I have had a bit of a rough time the last couple of weeks, so I haven't really been having a lot of sex. So we've been having to talk about things in the absence of sex. So it's been an interesting couple of weeks for me in that light because not having sex kind of makes me go crazy, but also the level of anxiety I'm dealing with also makes me feel nothing below the waist at all.
Oh, so and no so masturbating actually, either.
No masturbating either. And I actually had a really productive conversation with my partner about this and she was very supportive. And it's a really important conversation to be able to have with your partner, to be able to say, hey, it's not things to do with you. It's a lot of other elements, a lot of other catalysts, but it's not going to happen for me. Like I still tried, did my job and, you know, got her off. It's like, it was just, I had to be honest and say that it wasn't going to be happening for me and that it wasn't going to be happening for another couple of weeks. And that like, we can just, yeah.
See?
Either not have the pressure to have sex at all and do other fun stuff instead, or we can, she had suggested maybe trying to spice things up with, you know, using some different toys and stuff. And I was like, we can try, but like, I can't promise anything.
Yeah. If I'm not into it, I'm not into it. So I am a sex craze maniac and want to just fuck a lot once I find a new toy. And by a new toy, I mean a
person.
Human being.
Yeah. Human being.
Because
we know
a dick attached to a person.
Yeah. So, Velcro. but then if something happens, if there's a fight or whatever, it just shuts down for me for sure for like a while.
It wasn't,
and I'm not
going to
push through it at all. Yeah, I'm not really interested in that. But lately I've been nursing my hip injury. I'm like a grandma. So
oh yeah. Your busted hip.
Yeah. So what's to try deal? To figure out, I don't know what the deal is with my hip yet, but it's hard to work around to fuck when your hip's fucked.
you've got to be creative.
It's a lot of undulation. The hip is important.
And a lot of stretching.
Yeah,
so important.
Yeah, but like, what could be less sexy? Like, I'm totally into it. Just give me like 15 minutes so I can stretch and warm up my hip and all of that stuff.
I haven't had surgery, but that's what I deal with kind of every time I have sex, if I don't stretch first.
Really?
I was like, time out, stretch, let's do this.
If that's because the scissoring?
No. No, not even. It's just because I work 40 hours a week on my feet and I have degenerative joints and stuff. So I have to make sure that I don't go into shock and have like locked.
Yeah, well, between joints. My hip and my jaw, like what the fuck kind of dick
my
finder
jaw,
general
my hips
am
and
I?
My knees. So I'm literally like
wait,
a
what's
broken
wrong with your
sex
jaw?
Toy.
Oh, locked. It popped.
Oh, like, you have locked like jaw?
I've had TMJ for a long time, but like 2 months ago, something and it popped and it
I
hasn't
remember
been
you
right
telling
since.
Me about that weird sound that it made. And I was like, I felt it. It was,
it's been it's such right a weird, there was like an oozing feeling.
But, you got to go to the chiropractor.
I had my chiropractor adjust my jaw, which by the way is incredibly painful.
Awkward?
But I
with
have,
the hand inside the mouth?
Oh, he didn't put it inside my mouth. No. But no. I've been massaged inside my mouth before.
Yeah, with the glove.
Yeah, but I'm going to see my dentist next, but it was just a really long wait, so I don't know. But my dentist and then someone else for my hip, and I'm just falling apart.
You're trying to have sex in the meantime. How's it going?
It's been challenging. So it depends. The hip thing's really an issue.
Even just but for that,
standing
like, I mean,
from behind is okay. Yeah, masturbating's even a problem because
what?
Yeah,
because
if
you
I,
have to open your hips,
you have to turn your legs
got
out.
It,
same
got
like
it,
in
it.
Dancing, and then when I want to come, I gotta kind of like push a little bit, and you can't. That's
you
like
gotta
all
ridge
the
your back.
Muscles.
Got it.
It might be my psoas. It might be an actual hip thing. It could be the muscles are tight and stuff. And so, yeah, it's pretty difficult.
You know those Benoit balls where you just rub your legs.
Benoit balls? Yeah. I don't think that's what you mean.
Yeah, there's like
talking about the abductor.
No, there's
those are sex balls.
Yeah, sex balls. You put
for
in your
Kegels.
Yeah, put it in your vagina and just like rub your thingy.
That's not for masturbating.
Yeah, no, but some people use it for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. To masturbate with?
Yeah. Interesting.
I actually, oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to share this. Okay, I have vagina weights that are
what?
Those balls.
I'm imagining wait, where the tiny barbells. Your vagina has
your labia grabs on a barbell.
No, okay. So culture tells everybody that they need to have a tight little child's pussy, which is weird.
So fucked up.
By the way,
so fucked. Gotta be tight.
And it's a muscle, and it goes back or whatever. So it's not true. But so we
that's
teach women that they have to do all those things all of the time. Your pelvic floor and all these exercises.
Nobody wants
clenching.
To piss themselves, fair.
And I used to do that. But actually, they say that it leads to incontinence. Doing those exercises can
ooh.
Lead to it, which is confusing.
Like
because
Kegels?
That goes, yeah.
Oh.
So.
This is news to me, dude.
I've read that. So
I do what I'm doing it right now. I'm not even thinking about it. God damn it.
I used to do it on the train all the time. And I could do little patterns while I'm fucking. So like it can go right to left and up, down, and around. And
like
circles.
You're twerking. You're twerking your situation.
Yeah.
But inside.
Yeah.
Do, do, do.
And men can feel it because I've like.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
been
yeah.
like, yeah, yeah. But ooh, so. Ooh. But so anyway, so at one point I was about to start fucking someone who I was interested in, who claimed he had this like giant cock that was going to destroy me and blah, blah, blah. It
gross.
Was a big cock. It was though. No, it was
like
nice.
The Samantha episode of like Can Sex we just in the be City. Friends? Like the cock was too big.
But you know, size I queen, I was like, okay, dude, like it's gonna be fine.
If it's not sauce in my fist, it's gonna be okay.
But I was also like a little bit like I don't want to destroy my vagina, so I went to the store so hard
for this,
and I got the Lilo, I think is the brand. Mm-hmm. And
oh, they sell good. The vibrators, right?
They sell all sorts of things, and it comes with a warranty. So there's actually. Four little balls. They're two different sizes and two different weights. So I can't remember if the pink or the blue are heavier. And then it comes in this little figure eight thing that you pop them into. So you pop, you can start with one if you want. It has a little loop on it. Uh-huh. So you can pull it out. And then you can graduate to two of the light ones. And then you can do one light and one heavy one. And then the two heavy ones. But these are special because they're not just weights. They jiggle a little bit. So you can put them in and then like, clean your house or exercise or whatever, and they're bouncing around in there, and they kind of like stimulate everything.
Multitasking. So that's it.
The idea is you lift and contract them when you're Kegeling, right?
The idea is that your keep body, your because your you body. Put them in, you're going to naturally just like
a tampon, grab onto it.
Yeah, grip.
All right,
just some grip.
Interesting.
So yeah, I do actually. How did I get on that?
Oh my vagina God. Weights. You're just really excited about your vagina weights. I'm not sure what we were talking about.
Because we know we were talking you know, about your
you
hip.
You were excited, so we let you talk about
oh,
it.
Oh, my hip. Sorry. Thanks, hip. Guys.
We're yeah, talking hip. About your hip.
It but like, I used you know, to everything. Joke because then when people say like, oh, your pussy's so tight, I'd be like, it lifts weights.
That is fucking hysterical. I hope you've told someone it's because it lifts weights.
I have, and they don't realize like oh, what I really think mean. You're joking. So, yeah. Oh, that's cute.
Boys are stupid.
And Janelle, you just learned something. I can tell by the look on your face.
No, no, I'm just like I know firsthand people who can control, contract, and move their vagina in certain stimulating ways for the person. So it's good.
Well, and belly dancing does that. But my crowning achievement actually
crowning.
Idiot. Is that I recently fucked until there was a puddle on the floor.
Oh,
wait. So you were standing.
We had to stand because the whole hip thing.
Okay, you were okay.
Oh, so you figured it out. Yes. Yeah, that'll work. Yeah.
Yeah. I that's was always proud fun. Of that. That's never, that was a first.
Standing sex is kind of amazing.
I love standing sex. I mean, you know. And I also levitated one time. That was lovely. Ooh. I was like, what just happened?
Dog for someone who's never watched Harry up. Potter, you had a wizardy yeah, but
like,
experience.
I've had a guy years ago that tried to just like lift me up, not even during sex, just like lift me up to be romantic and couldn't. I'm not light. I mean, we talked about this before, like 146 or so.
But this is why you don't date men shorter than you? Is
that he was tall. He was like 6'5".
Excuse me. I was able to lift my ex no problem, or most of the people that I sleep with.
It
were
is
most
really hot,
them,
though,
for
when
me.
They can lift. You it is
it I can lift
to
for
be
a long time,
swept
though. Yeah swept and I have up. Such a dominant personality like if I can have someone who's actually like strong
throw you over
and,
your
like,
shoulder
yeah that's amazing. This is not what we're supposed to be talking about at all. We need to talk about our updates but
reel it in.
It's holiday time.
Oh,
so we got to talk about something that everyone has to think about this time of year, which is gift giving. Not the dick giving. Gift giving.
What if the dick is the gift that keeps on giving?
It's
my dick in the box.
No dicks in the box.
The tongue might be, but your dick is whatever. Because it'll only work a couple of times anyway. Even Janelle said four is the max. So
right.
And we know women can go forever.
Okay.
If they so choose and if they like the person. So
that's a very important fact.
So are you going to be buying your girlfriend or whatever, your squirrel friend, something for the holiday?
For Christmas. I was like, so my family celebrates Christmas. Her family celebrates Hanukkah. So I guess I could Chrismica, that OC situation. Yeah, I'm going to get her gift for sure.
Okay. So how long have you been dating now?
That's the question.
Or how long will you have been by then?
Okay. So right now we're sitting at like almost 3 months. Okay.
When is the appropriate time to start giving a gift to a person that you've been seeing?
When holiday happens.
No, so if, for example, you've been dating
think about it.
2 weeks or a week, are you going to give that person a holiday gift right away?
No, but if you've been dating a month, you probably need
like
something
a bunch
small.
Of flowers. Okay.
Yeah,
something.
No, so again, that's I was thinking the same if we've gone out a month.
Yeah.
If it's a birthday though.
Of course.
If it's a birthday, you got to do a little something.
Of course. Regardless of whether you met the person 3 days ago or 4 days ago. If you know that they're going to celebrate something, get something, buy a drink.
And if you're going to go to the party, it would be weird not
exactly.
to. So if I'm early on dating someone, around my birthday, and this happened this year, I just don't even tell them. Unless I'm going to invite them to something, unless we're there. But if it's like one or two or three dates in, I'm probably not even going to mention it because I don't want to make it weird. I don't want them to feel like they have to or whatever. Last year I was dating someone for probably 3 months when Christmas happened and I wasn't sure what was going to happen. And he was, your giggle, and he was pretty wealthy. And he didn't get me a gift.
Oh, he got me so mad. He
got me not a real gift.
Not a real gift. And he had talked about buying me like a designer handbag. And I was like, no, y'all I don't want that.
Talked about it after the $800 sweater.
The $800 sweater. But he did get me a stocking. And in the stocking was a pair of tickets. So tickets for me are not a gift.
Tickets. I love tickets. She's not Cameron Diaz. It's not Charlie's Angels. She doesn't love tickets.
I don't
tickets.
Even know that reference. But I... No, I like to go to things, but to me, that's a date. So if you, for instance, Allegra, wanted to get me tickets, what?
Oh, go ahead, go ahead.
Sorry.
It's a hypothetical, chill.
No, no, I mean, not hypothetical, you give tickets, but for me, it's like, you don't consider tickets a
gift. I'm
going
to explain.
Okay.
Okay, so, like, damn, Jonelle, give me a fucking chance.
Woof.
So if, for instance, the person I'm dating knows that I like a band, that they don't like the band. And so they give me three tickets so the three of us can go see that band.
Without
them.
Okay.
That's a gift. Or even four, and they're going to go with. But it's like they're doing it because I really like that band and they're going to be in town. That can be a gift.
And it's an experience because it's not just you and the person that hates the band, because that's never fun because you just feel like they're having a sucky time. And you're just listening to them
under their breath. That's not a gift. Or two tickets to a Broadway show can kind of be a gift for me and a friend to go because most men don't like Broadway shows, unfortunately. But he got me tickets to something I did want to go to, but it was like a date. And so then that should just be a date. That doesn't need to be a gift. And so I was sort of like more turned off by that. Additionally, even if that is like the main gift because it's the more expensive gift, I still like a little personal trinket. I'm more about the thoughtful trinkets. Things. So
something to take home.
Something to take home and something like to remember. So for instance, one of my favorite pairs of earrings is a $3 pair of earrings that I got at a street fair, but I just happened to really like them. It's not about the amount. So if there was just something that I pointed out at a store one time that I said I liked, or something they saw that they just thought would be nice, and that goes along with it.
Thoughtful.
Something thoughtful, it can be very inexpensive. And so if it's a new person, you might not know that yet, but maybe you know they lost their hat and you get them a new hat and it's like a nice one and it's fuzzy. That's great. It doesn't have to, and that also is like, oh, I want you to be warm in the wintertime. Like, that's something nice. But, you know, if you've been dating someone, you know, 6 months, a year, there better be a gift. And then I think different holidays have different gifts, different kinds of gifts. So, for instance, for Valentine's Day, you don't get something practical unless someone explicitly said they like something practical.
Okay.
People should be good at dropping hints for things that they want around the times of their birthdays or any sort of holiday gift giving thing. I'm also big on cards. So for birthdays and anniversaries and Valentine's Day, I want a thoughtful card. Christmas, obviously not. But, you know, if you're going to be spending a holiday with someone to have something for a somewhat significant other, I think is appropriate. Even if it is practical stuff, but it's like thoughtful and it's the right thing and you know.
Yeah. Like if you get sick a lot at this time of year, I'm going to build you a little your own personal like go to kit that has all the things that you like to be comforted with when you get sick in November every year or whatever. Like, I mean, that's if it's cute. Something like that. Like, and I've done things like that before where I haven't dated a person for that long, but they ended up actually getting really sick around the time of their birthday. And he had specifically said, do not get me a gift for my birthday. And I was like, okay. But he got like really, really, really terribly sick and had like pneumonia or something. And he was like stuck home for like 3 weeks. And I went out and I bought all these like cute little things to like, and they all had little instructions on them. Like it was to make him feel comfortable,
feel
gifty better.
Both gifty and practical.
And I like delivered it to his house and I was like, get your roommate to go get the package on your doorstep and I'm leaving. And I left it there and I didn't go inside because he was also like, leave me the fuck alone because I'm
but
sick.
That's sweet.
But he was like, that was really, really fucking thoughtful. And I really appreciated that. And I was like, you're welcome. I wanted to.
I make notes of things too. Like I started taking notes a while ago of anything that was mentioned or needed or whatever.
Yeah, same. Yeah. I'm actually a notoriously good gift giver. However, not in a romantic sense. So like I've given tickets. That's why I was a little bit concerned with the tickets, because all of my colleagues, I've known them intimately well now because of all the wars that we've been through at work. So I know what type of show that is kind of tangentially related to what they like and then they will enjoy. And regardless,
but that's a friend. That's different. Mm-hmm. Friend gifts are totally different than romantic gifts.
Yeah, I think friend gifts are a lot more appreciated too, because friend gifts you don't expect. Like that's my goal. It's like add two of my colleagues. I know they're new in town. They're young. I know they're scrimping money and they're working really, really hard. I can't do anything else. But hey, I want to give you the most quintessential New York experience that none of your friends will have
great.
To go.
That's great. That's important. That's totally different. But in a relationship, it depends. I got this computer once for Valentine's Day. Like, that's not an appropriate gift from my significant other, even though I needed a new computer.
Really?
No, I want a romantic gift on Valentine's Day. I want a piece of jewelry. I don't need flowers, but I want, you know, something that's like more personal.
To each his own.
And Christmas, it depends. Sometimes I will want a new computer because I need one. Sometimes I want something really like ridiculous. I've been asking for a fucking boa, a boa that costs $1,350 for several years from lots of different people.
We've asked the internet several times.
And the internet several times.
No one has yet pitched in to get it for you together.
Yeah. So by the way, if you want to send us money as a thank you for this podcast, which we have decided to keep free for a little bit, feel free. I've got Venmo. You can do it on Facebook if you want to contribute to this BOA fund.
BOA fund.
There's a lot of things that we're always trying to like. I mean, we could have just like rent is a thing we have to consider eventually after BOAs.
Right. But I wouldn't want rent as a Christmas present either.
No, that would be weird.
I like coats. I did get a coat for Christmas once and that was a nice gift, but it also was like.
How rent of them.
Oh.
What?
In Rent, he gives him a coat for Christmas. Ugh. Fuck. You say you like musicals.
I saw it twice.
All right, girl.
Don't
chill.
Even remember.
I have not seen
it. Ooh. So many people in New York have a really split opinion about Rent. About the...
No, stay on gifts. Yeah. I didn't like Rent.
I was really, really quickly decided, did you like it?
Nah.
No,
you didn't. I have not seen it, so...
Whatever. It's about AIDS. You can watch it at your leisure, but it's, anyway, stupid. It's not stupid. It's my favorite musical. Anyway.
I like more traditional, like, glitz glams musicals.
So I pride myself on being a really good gift giver and being very thoughtful. And, like, my mom really drilled and, like, burned that into my mind. She's a very thoughtful gift giver. Everyone has a different love language. Some people it's, like, time. Some people it's quality. Mm-hmm. It's quality time. Sometimes it's gift. Sometimes it's words.
Physical touch that's non-sexual.
Yes.
Five.
Yes, you know them. Good. So it just some people find it actually harder to give physical gifts. Like my girlfriend is very practical in being atypical. So she actually randomly on one of the weeks that we didn't actually see each other at all, when she went to Michael's and she got all the craft store and she made a jar of popsicle sticks that have all Brooklyn. She made one for Brooklyn. She's going to make one for another, her borough as well, for different date ideas. Different, these are the red one, the red popsicle sticks are food places.
Oh, that's cute.
The green popsicle sticks are activities. The blue ones are free. The red ones are fancy. And it's like all color coded and all different things. And they're all specific to my neighborhood. And like, aww, it was like this whole that's research smart. Project. And I was
that's
like,
great.
Are you fucking kidding me with this jar? This is the best thing I've ever seen. Yeah. It sits on my table. We haven't used it yet, but I can't wait to.
What do you do? Awesome. You get to pick one out and then you go and do it?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so amazing. That's
amazing. I'm going to steal that.
And instead.
That's better than a coupon book. When I was a kid, it was like, you know, you'd coupon give book. The loved coupons.
This is what I'm, the loved coupons. This is what I was going to suggest. So if you're not a person that is good at going and buying gifts, if you're thrifty, there are other ways.
Yeah, research. That's a lot of
research
work.
Research is a lot of work.
But thoughtful gifts don't have to be expensive.
No. They don't. They can be handmade. Cards could be handmade because the trash they're selling. I know you're upset about it. The cards. Yes. Trashy cards. Trashy Hallmark.
In my family, we do stockings on Christmas morning. So they're like a traditional stocking and they're full of crap. But it's but it's a thoughtful tradition crap. That I liked. Well, not I mean, when we were kids, it was like nylons, a disposable camera, because that was those days, and a new toothbrush, and like, you know, whatever soap or lotion or whatever
candy, the fuck, whatever
candy, yeah. And so I still like that. So my family, we still do it, but we've stepped it up a little bit. Maybe there's a book in there you think the person will like, and you know, nicer socks or nicer whatever socks. The fuck it is. But like
sleeping mask.
So if I'm dating someone new, and I want to include them, I'll say, oh, well, we can do stockings or something like that, because then it's small, it's inexpensive, but it takes a little bit of time and thoughtfulness, and filling. You can make it as nice as you want to.
Yeah.
Although I did have someone that got me that giant stocking, remember from last year, that comes up to like my belly button.
You got in it last Christmas.
Yeah, so you can fill that with some good shit.
Yeah.
Well, one of the best gifts that I've received, I received a couple of weeks ago from my friends. You guys, that's you.
Oh.
Yeah. Because for me, I'd rather time and experience is kind of one of the things that I look for. So I haven't had a birthday in probably half a decade, 100 or more.
Years.
But Allegra and Lucy and my buddy Carl, they kind of organized this little dinner thing, and that
surprise
was
surprise party.
That was probably
first ever surprise party that I threw,
and it's actually the first surprise party that I've ever had in my entire life.
Was it was it a surprise? It was amazing. Thought it was going to be.
Did you pee yourself?
Did you see the Polaroid of your surprised face?
No comment.
I didn't get to see the Polaroid.
It's here.
Oh, they're here.
I'll show you.
Sweet.
Yeah. But yeah,
the face you're making is like, oh, you guys, it's really cute.
It was. I was literally for the first 5 minutes I kind of figured out that we were at Guadalupe. It's like, oh shit, because I thought we were going to a bar and get smashed. So it's like, oh,
you
no.
You could have gotten smashed.
I could have gotten. We did. Just more spread out, not just like in there at Guadalupe. But when I figured out, I really concentrated to not cry.
Oh, really, we wanted the crying face.
I wanted to enjoy too, but it was
cry.
Fun. And that's one of those things that, you know, experience this time is a gift for me. And I try to be malleable. I'm lucky that I'm at the point in my life that I can get actual things for actual people if I know they're going to use or need it.
Well, that's why I think you customize it to the person. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we certainly discussed getting you an actual gift, but I have no fucking idea what to get. We couldn't even decide on a kind of cake.
I think I did okay.
That was amazing. That was awesome.
Yeah, but then we learned that he liked chocolate mousse cake.
We
asked
him, and we were both like, well, fuck.
I was like, what kind of cupcake did he get at my birthday?
But so, I'm sure it was this old caramel fun. This is how I was, but he's salty. I don't know what it is.
I am very salty.
But I knew that we didn't know about your birthday last year and whatever. And so that was the thing. So you can tell and you go to experiences all the time. So you can tell that that's important to you.
Yeah.
And, you know, similarly, like, I don't know. I think you figure that out when you know someone. And so I think the same thing when you're dating, you should be able to know, even a couple months
pay
in,
attention.
What's important
and
to
even
them.
If you don't hit it on the nose, as long as it's in the vicinity. For example, if you kind of get the hints that your partner likes to watch shows, it's like, all right, I'm going to bring you to comedy. And she apparently abhors comedians. It'll still fly because you.
Or if it's shitty night of comedy. But the thing is, like, yeah, I mean, get something, put it in a box, wrap it nicely, put it in a nice package, make it thoughtful, whatever it is. And, you know, just do your best. But don't ignore it.
But is there such a thing as giving a gift too early?
No, I love presents. Okay. I had someone send me a coat remember the coat after the first date, and it was like the worst coat ever, but it was still a sweet gesture. And I knew that he didn't have very much money, so I even felt bad because I did not want that coat. But I, you know, felt bad that he spent the money on it because he hardly knew me, but it was a lovely gesture.
But Allegra, you said that one of your first Tinder dates, they brought a trinket, right?
The Darth toy.
The Darth toy. And that was cute. That was not creepy at all.
I was like, oh, that's cute. So he must have, we had talked about Star Wars or whatever. I had just maybe recently gotten my Darth Vader tattoo in the back of my thigh at that
point. Oh, there you go. Okay. There's at least some context
maybe
around
it. Maybe he saw it on my Tinder profile or some shit. Right. Yeah, no, there was total context. So it wasn't like, how did you know I like Darth Vader? How
but if you bought someone diamond earrings after like 2 months or something, that's
fucking
like
a little common sense. Like, you don't buy like a Caribbean trip on your second date. You know, it's a little.
However, had 800 sweater guy bought me some diamond earrings last year for Christmas,
you know that he could afford them.
That would have been appropriate.
How about
that
you?
Labor girl.
He owes me. That yeah, labor. That emotional labor, the weird sex sounds.
First, the weird sex generally.
Both of you, if you were back on the online dating apps and you were going to go out on a date on the first date with a person, flowers on a first date?
Nah.
Impractical. It's starting to become impractical nowadays.
It depends how far you have to commute.
I mean, I wouldn't be mad at it.
I wouldn't be mad at it. Maybe
one
flower.
I would think it's over the top.
Okay.
Because one flower is cute.
Because first date psycho screening, right? But like second date would be nice. And certainly third date. I mean, I love flowers. I like surprise flowers. I usually have a flower on my bedside table that I get myself.
Yeah,
because
nice.
Yeah, I like it. It's just a little bit like romantic. And
I'm the kind of grubby kid that really enjoys someone literally picking a flower from the ground and being like, and trying to put it in my buttonhole or something and being like, there you go now. Yeah. And I was like, grubby ground flower looks so nice.
My ex hated flowers only because of the impracticality. We could have used it to order seamless kind of
stuff.
What
a hateful
kind of
cunt.
Well, I don't like flowers for Valentine's Day. Because they kick up the price. I'd rather have the chocolates. Let's be honest. I love
random,
chocolate.
I think random flowers. Just
random flowers are
bad.
And my birthday. I'd rather have them sent on my birthday, which you guys did last year.
Of course.
I'd rather have them sent like from a loved one to like to my home or my workplace my birthday than I would for Valentine's Day. And Valentine's, it's just so expensive and it's like a thing and blah, blah, blah. I'd
but
rather
never
have
said,
one small romantic gift.
So what you didn't
and a
say,
card.
But you didn't say what you wanted in Valentine's.
What?
You said you didn't want
something romantic.
Something romantic. Okay.
Probably jewelry.
Jewelry.
Huh.
But she said it like twice.
But it could be something. It could be a dress. It could be, some lingerie.
Here's something to slip into. Or
it could be
lingerie. So I've
heard
so many bad things
take,
about it, though.
I would take, for an experience, I would take like a spa day or a massage. That could be a gift.
Yeah, that's. I think that's universally accepted as something that you will do.
I love
one would enjoy.
A massage. I have my massage guy, though. But
your special dude.
My special dude. Lingerie, I guess. Yeah, I mean, I've gotten lingerie. I have a weird size anyway, but it still is a nice gesture. Even if you end up exchanging it, just put the receipt in there.
Yeah, there's a gift receipt. Come on.
And pay attention to the kind of lingerie that the person wears too. If they're a thong person, don't buy them some big back panties.
But
and
are we safe to say that giving somebody dresses or especially lingerie should be deep into the relationship, not in the first few months?
Or have a measuring tape.
Yeah. I mean, a dress.
It's a little too intimate,
can
I guess.
Be very awkward.
But
to
it
fit.
Depends. If then you the saw style. Them looking at a dress, like if you were walking around and you saw them looking at one in the window and then you went and got it, that's real sweet. You know what
danger.
I mean? So it depends.
And if it fits exactly for your size, you'd be. I think that'd be creepy if somebody like.
It's not creepy because they probably looked at. Like I look if I'm going to get someone a gift, I'll look at the size in their shirt or pants or whatever, so that I get the right size.
You're presupposing that you've already slept with them. Okay, cool.
Yeah, don't get something like that for someone you haven't slept with.
You would never buy clothing for anybody.
Lingerie for someone who you haven't seen theirs. But if you're dating someone who's really, who loves fancy lingerie, then that's, who like collects it, then that's probably an appropriate gift.
Cool.
Yeah. So.
With massages,
What do you like for a gift?
A rub and tug?
No.
Should we get your prostitute next year?
Ask me again soon, but the dinner with friends was, I think, nothing at that.
No,
was
no, but
perfect.
From a loved one for Christmas.
For Christmas?
Do you want tickets to something?
No, not really. I want time with people. That's what I really like.
You were married, you have too much of that time anyway.
No. I mean, my for the longest time, my ex's gift for me during my birthday was a dinner to a steakhouse because she was vegetarian. So she, that was more important to me than any thing that I want. Because there's a certain thing with me. If I want a material thing, I'll get it for myself because I won't be able to wait for it until certain events. So if I have the resources, I'll get it. But a good dinner is great. Time with friends or time with family.
Quality time
for me at this point is much more. Or here's the new thing. Artwork.
Not that
now
you can
hang it on your
wall. It'll force me to hang it because again now it's like I've been this year-long process of trying to print out my photos, frame them, and put them up. But I will try to do it soon.
Okay, one more quick question, and then we're done.
Yeah.
Great.
If you give someone a gift that they don't like, should they tell you? Do you tell someone, like, it's very nice, but this isn't for me? Do you just lie? Or do you want them to tell you that and get take back and get something they like?
Ooh.
I'll go for the latter. I won't feel offended as long as they appreciated the effort.
And would you tell them?
If I were the one who didn't like the gift?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what she's
saying. No, I wouldn't tell them.
You wouldn't tell them?
Because I mean, I like everything too. Anything that's given to me, barely any people get me anything. So anything that's given to me, I'm I kind of have tokens of everything.
You're a minimalist.
Yeah, so that's I wouldn't say, because I'm pretty sure nothing, unless it's something highly offensive, I will never say something that I don't like it. But if I gave a gift to somebody and they didn't like it, and then say, hey, I appreciate the effort or I appreciate the thought, I don't think this is something that they would ever use, I'd be okay for them to return it.
Do you mind if I sell this? It.
Well, I think it depends on their financial circumstances. So if someone gives me a gift and it's really not for me, then I'll say, I really appreciate the gesture, but it's just not something that, you know, I'm going to use or wear or put on my wall.
I don't
have
space in my apartment.
Yeah.
So whatever.
Yeah. So I would want them to get their money back or to exchange it for something that I would enjoy if that's possible. Yeah. It really depends on
gift
the thing.
Gift receipt.
And I would want someone to do the same thing. I mean, if I can do it, if there's a gift receipt, I'll include it. If I can exchange it at the store that I know they got it from without telling them, I'll do that to spare feelings. But I do think, you know, if there's like real money involved, it's just sort of the right thing to do.
Here's the thing. Just don't return the money to me. Get me.
That's offensive.
Here's your money back.
Like, hey, you bought me this. I didn't like it. I returned it. Here's your credit back. No, don't do that. It's a gift. Okay. It's you know.
Gift etiquette. How about you, Allegra?
If there was something that somebody gave to me that I haven't liked, and my mom used to do this all the time, I would say just get me the one thing and don't fill the entire stocking with random ass trinkets. I would like maybe one or two trinkets, but she'd fill like a fucking small field with trinkets if she could. She loves it. So I'd be like, this is really thoughtful, but if you have someone else that you would like to gift this to that you know will appreciate it and use it, I just won't use it. So there was like one year that she gave me like a set of bath products, and I was like, you know, I don't take baths ever.
Yeah.
So I'm That's a nice way
of putting it.
I'm a shower person. So I would really like, if you want to gift this to someone else who really could use a pampering, and she had waited 6 months, she thought of someone who really needed a pampering, she gave it to them randomly, and they were like, oh my God. Yeah. If it's a multiple present thing, if it's a one present thing, like I'd say, this is great, but I actually already have one of these. Do you have the receipt? Like, but on the flip side of that too, like if I give someone a gift and I don't, then they kind of, if I'm feeling it out, they kind of like maybe look like they don't love it. I'm like, I mean, I can return it for you and get you something else, or like, how would you like to?
Yeah, you're whatever. Pretty good about that. So I feel like you.
Yeah, I mean, like, and even like there's like some stuff that I thrifted. I'm like, if you want it, if you don't, you are welcome to sell it for your benefit, or I can sell it, or like whatever, like with like vintage stuff. It's like whatever works.
It's a little loose with parents though, so that's the one thing for my parents. Because they're so far away and shipping something to me is so expensive.
It's a bit different. Yeah.
So even when I was in the Philippines, because I know their tastes are not just inclined with mine, I'm happy with cash.
Okay, so that's totally different. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of our families live far away. So most of the things my mom sends me go right to Goodwill, unfortunately. Mm. But every once in a while, she gets one thing.
Things that she sends you are so cute.
Like so ridiculous sometimes. Sometimes she sends me things that
are
things
you showed me are so cute.
Yes, she'll think something's burlesque. Like she sent me a little handbag that was like a corset that maybe like a 15-year-old girl would have carried in the 90s.
Oh, I remember that exact corset handbag. And it's so kitsch as fuck.
Yeah, I was like, thanks, mom, and that's it. That's all I say. But now she does this thing where she gives us presents like privately because she knows that they're horrible and embarrassing.
What?
So she'll like maybe save something for like later when no one else is around. And she's like, if you don't like it, it's okay. And like last time it was these vintage juice glasses and they were all right, but they weren't quite what I was looking for. So I'm like, I really appreciate that you remembered that and whatever, but I can't carry back a dozen juice glasses that I don't even like. She would have shipped them. She would have shipped them too. Mom. But so, you know, unfortunately, my family, we've gotten a bit harsh on her, but her heart is totally in the right place. It's just her pocketbook isn't in the same place. And we right. have sort of moved on in our lives to like a little bit nicer things. Mm. My sister and I would totally tell each other, but like last year she shipped me my stocking because I couldn't be home. And there was some things in it that I absolutely loved and she totally hit it on the nose. And there was a couple of misses. And so I was like, hey, does anybody want these?
You still got your meatballs.
my peanut butter balls. Peanut butter balls, yes.
You made the meatballs.
And there was like a cute hat and some things, but you know, some things you can just like tell your friends and re-gift it or take it to the next swap or whatever. And that's and okay. And
we've done, yes, we have, I will cop to the fact that I have definitely re-gifted stuff I've won at raffles.
Yeah.
Stuff that I've been gifted at a swap. You can guarantee but that. We're pretty that good. Doesn't make me a cunt. That makes me not wasteful. Efficient. I'm efficient.
I agree.
And I don't want to be wasteful. I want someone else to benefit and make a new home out of that. Like somebody else. And that else can go into
someone else's stocking.
Exactly. Yes. It might not even stay with them.
Somebody somewhere will use it.
Either.
Yeah.
Somebody somewhere.
Yeah. So I don't think it's the worst thing to do, but it's nice to be thoughtful where you can and give when you want to give and whatever happens to it, who fucking cares?
Be nice.
Be nice.
Yeah. Be nice.
Try
the holidays.
Spare the feelings, but also I do think spare someone's pocketbook if it's really just not that's a true. Fit. Yeah. Don't throw away a gift that was hundreds of dollars for someone who really like went out of their way to get that.
Yeah. And but also I think the moral of the story, sharing is good. Sharing your love to anybody in forms of actions or things, it will always be appreciated. So just do it as much as you can, please.
Well,
do
thank you, Dr. Phil.
Also do it like within your means.
Of course.
Yeah, do it within your smart. Means.
Do it genuinely. And don't expect something from someone that they can't do. You know, just be reasonable and kind.
Exactly.
But anyway, I thought it was timely for this time of year. So thanks for talking about it with me and thanks for listening.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Again, if you want to be on the show, leave us a voicemail at 347-927-2401. Send us comments, stories, suggestions, or your ideas at paradeofdicks@gmail.com. That's it. Thank you guys. Bye.